How's that for a fade in? Good evening, everyone. It is Sunday, I do believe. In the immortal words of Downton Abbey, what's a weekend? Anyway, welcome. It's Sunday night. Kathleen is taking care of band tonight, and I will be taking care of you tonight. And again, thanks to Doug, my flight instructor, for helping me to make sure that I can get I can get the live stream started pretty much on my own. So great instruction, and maybe Tuesday I'll fly solo, purely solo. We'll see. At any rate, thank you very much for joining myself and Kathleen this evening. We are entitling tonight's live stream on Sunday, the 28th of April, Integration. And I want to start off with a big picture statement. I wrote this down, so I'm going to read what I wrote. We have equipped you to understand the primary methods by which Satan has and will continue to desolate the human body. We have a confirmation of sorts tonight. We are looking at the combination, the cooperation, the consolidation of Moderna and OpenAI. So before I launch into that in my opening comment, let's begin with scripture. Tonight's scripture is Matthew 24, verse 15, a very familiar scripture to everyone here. So when you see standing in the holy place the abomination of desolation, described by the prophet Daniel, let the reader understand. Let the reader understand. This is what I meant by my statement. You are equipped to understand the significance of the joining of OpenAI with Moderna. And this actually began in early 2023 with what they call MChat. We'll get into the details, of course, but I want to just lay out the big picture here. You, over the last 4 years since 2020, early 2020, you've been receiving your education on messenger RNA, reverse transcriptase, and integrase. You understood way back then that this was targeting for desolation the temple of the Holy Spirit by way of genetic modification, the targeting of the host DNA. And therefore, understanding the background to the targeting of the host DNA, how that genetic modification was to take place. I've been invaded by my dogs.
You should have shut the door. Come on, go. Billy, out. Put him in the cage. Come on.
Sorry for the commercial interruption by two Labradors. At any rate, you understand the process of targeting the human genome and the steps leading up to the modification of the human genome. And of course, the consequences, the damnation of the soul for all eternity. So I won't repeat all of that because you're all very familiar with it. But it is the integration that is the target. It is the target by Moderna, with respect to, of course, the COVID vaccine that they developed, which is messenger RNA based, as is Pfizer's. But we're focused on Moderna tonight. It is that integration with the host DNA. And now, in addition to the reverse transcriptase and the integrase process, is artificial intelligence that is accelerating that targeting of the human genome, and not just for COVID-19. Several months ago, we listed from Moderna's own website some 20 different messenger RNA-based vaccines. Well, same thing is occurring now with Moderna and has been in parallel with Pfizer. Moderna is developing a host of messenger RNA-based vaccines. And again, we'll drill down and get into the specifics here. But Moderna has labeled themselves, billed themselves, promoted themselves as a digital-first biotech company. I'm quoting from the company. A digital-first biotech company. And that they are a platform company. So I'm going to connect Moderna and OpenAI. They've already done this back in 2023, and they have just recently made another announcement regarding this collaboration. But I want to sort of schematically show you the connections here. So Moderna is a platform company, a platform based upon messenger RNA and genetic modification applications. Genetic modification applications. Using messenger RNA as their foundation and then building applications upon that foundation of messenger RNA. Moderna, from the outset, again quoting from their own representatives, their own statements, they are a cloud-based company. Their platform, their digital messenger RNA platform, has always existed in the cloud. Now let's connect this to OpenAI. They too, obviously, promote themselves as a digital-first AI company. Their AI, ChatGPT, is a foundation. Just as Moderna's messenger RNA is a foundation, ChatGPT, a large language model foundation, leads to their development of a variety of forms of ChatGPT applications. Just as Moderna develops genetic applications, OpenAI develops AI applications. So you see the tie in here. They're both digital companies, both with foundational products. One is a large language model, the other is messenger RNA, leading to applications, genetic applications or AI applications. Now we are looking at mChat from 2023 at Moderna as an application that is an AI application from OpenAI, an AI application specific to genetic modification. So literally the dovetailing, literally the focal point for both companies is developing applications for genetic modification, with the fine point of that meeting point, that fine point is the human genome, the integration of foreign genetic material in the form of messenger RNA from Moderna. And I would offer to you the same scenario is playing out with Pfizer. you have the background to understand not only the components of OpenAI and Moderna, the action items of the two companies, but you are equipped, based on your 4 years of education here, to appreciate the magnitude of the collaboration of a biotech company with a compute company, an AI compute company, the merging of the two. We're going to backfill and do some details here. It's not a deep dive, not super techie here. We're just simply going to take some of these components apart. We'll look at what Moderna is doing with messenger RNA, what they're stating, and what OpenAI is doing in terms of supporting what is going on at Moderna. Now, this is not going to stop with Moderna. You understand in the bigger picture that AI is being applied to every area of science, to every area of business, to every area of life itself. And now again, I want to quote from Moderna. In the 1980s, personal computers changed how we work and how we lived. I'm old enough to have experienced that. I purchased a Mac Plus, I think it was in 1981, if I'm not mistaken. Now AI is completely transforming. AI is set. I'm reading their words, okay? This is coming from Moderna and coming from OpenAI. AI is set to completely transform our lives. So we look at transform. It's an indication, it's a symptom of pre-programming. But I read the word transform and I see and hear in my mind's eye the movie Transformers, obviously predictive programming, the black cube, the spark, I mean, the whole thing. Transformer, transforming the human race into Homo novus. Now, we understand that from the very first injection of the COVID vaccine, that was one and done with respect to permanently changing the human genome. But what we can appreciate, I don't say we need, you already appreciate, the fact that you have pharmakia pushing messenger RNA for their advertised purpose of developing new medications, new therapeutics to treat, by way of changing the human genome. It is the integration of exogenous, outside the body, foreign genetic material, messenger RNA, into the human genome. We have been beating that drum for 4 years about integration because Moderna, especially, was very outspoken, and to a slightly lesser degree, Pfizer was very outspoken about the fact, in their mind, their declaration, their declarative statement, that there was no integration going on into the host human genome, that it was not changing the DNA, sort of the common verbiage, that it wasn't changing the DNA. And the drum we kept beating from March of 2020 was that there was plenty of peer-reviewed scientific evidence that, and all the way up to the present time, and we've published, it's got to be at least a dozen or more peer-reviewed papers in the pages of Entangle magazine. The evidence is clear that integration is in fact taking place anytime messenger RNA is used as a vaccine and or as a therapeutic. You are going to hear some of their statements from their articles tonight. This is purely integration and reverse transcription. Whether we're talking COVID or Alzheimer's or Parkinson's or cancer, whatever the drug, whatever the therapeutic is something that a medication that is used to treat an existing problem, an existing disease, a abnormality, adverse effect, or deformity. It is a therapeutic for something that already exists, whereas a vaccine, technically speaking, is supposed to be a preventative. So, we have provided the evidence and have made a strong and I think conclusive case that anytime messenger RNA is used, no matter what the disease or deformity or adverse effect, anytime you use messenger RNA, it integrates into the host genome. This is why we have made it our personal position. Now, you have to make your own decisions, but our personal decision is any messenger RNA, any DNA-based vaccine or therapeutic, we are going to decline when presented by the healthcare system to us. Our personal decision, Kathleen and myself, is, I'll give you the scenario. We are, you know, Kathleen or myself, diagnosed, let's say, with cancer. And the oncologist makes the statement that without this RNA-based therapeutic, you are going to die from the cancer. If that's the case, if that's the situation, I will, in my own body, let the cancer run its course, die from it. That's my position. I am not going to allow my host DNA, and Kathleen is not going to allow her host DNA to be modified. We have equipped you to understand the primary methods by which Satan has and will continue to desolate the human body. Biotech companies like Moderna and Pfizer through genetic modification, in collaboration with artificial intelligence and quantum computing. All of that we've given you over the years. And again, I'll repeat. Pharmakia will continue to make the claim that their messenger RNA or DNA, if they're using that, or a subprime unit vaccine, only enters the cytoplasm of the cell. That it does not move through the second membrane, which is the nuclear membrane, into the nucleus. The evidence is strongly presented to the contrary. Okay. This was posted, Kathleen posted this in band a few days ago. We're also going to be talking about programmable CRISPR-Cas9 microneedle array patch as we move along through this tonight. We're also going to be talking about a new form, an advancement of CRISPR that goes by the name of PASTE, P-A-S-T-E. Okay, so that's where we're headed this evening. Somewhat of a deep dive, nothing that we can't handle. Moderna and OpenAI collaborate to advance messenger RNA medicine. For 4 years, we've been saying the entire healthcare system would, and it has now, we said in 2020, it would be radically transformed by the integration of messenger RNA medications. This is for Homo Novus. This is not for you and I. So we've equipped you to understand the significance of this announcement now. The merging of AI and Moderna. And I'll get specific about what the AI is doing as we move through this. Generative AI. Now I'll define that right off the bat, just as a review. Generative AI, which in this case is being provided by OpenAI, the company, generates audio, still images, video, and text. Text in terms of texting back to you in terms of normal texting communication, or printed papers, printed information, printed responses. It also functions as a very sophisticated search engine. That's the essence of this large language model foundation from OpenAI, is it first starts as a search engine. So let me go first to, before I dive into this paper, I want to get back on camera here. A major bullet point for this evening to bear in mind is what we set you up with, we equipped you with. About 2 weeks ago, we started talking about data. We began talking about databases. We were specific about the data of genes, represented by one of the many databases of genes, but one of the leaders, one of the most predominantly utilized databases of genes by laboratories is GeneBank. And we shared with you the peer-reviewed paper, we published it this month in the magazine, that scientists have determined that in this large, frequently, predominantly used database of genetic information, that it is flawed, that it is corrupted, that it is poisoned, that it has loss of data known as data dropouts. I'm quoting their words, their verbiage, indicating, and this, you know, this, I, from memory, I think this paper we quoted was, well, I should look at it, but it was quoted from several years ago, that this was a problem going forward. I think it was 2008. Maybe somebody can correct me in band. I'm not going to take the time to go look for it right now. I want to move along. But nonetheless, this has been a known problem for several years. And the problem still exists. There's current warnings in the literature about data corruption. And I've said about this, that this is the Achilles heel. You have a pharmaceutical company, a pharmakia, Moderna, that bills itself as a digital company, a digital data-based company. Obviously, OpenAI as an AI company is a digital-based company. So when we look at AI, as we, again, we've given you this background, this foundation of understanding about AI, that AI accesses data from the Internet of Things, takes in all this data, and builds training models from the data. And the training models serve to teach the AI, to advance the capabilities, the performance of the AI. Let's reverse from that. The performance of the AI is based upon its training models, and its training models are based upon the data that it is coalescing. I love to use that word, coalescing into training models. If the data itself has gaps, data dropouts, is in their vernacular poisoned data, and is corrupt, again, their terminology, corrupted data, let's focus on the word corrupted. Look at the father of lies. Look at Satan. Who's spawning all of this technology? AI and pharmakia. It's from the pits of hell. No wonder the data that OpenAI and Moderna and others are basing their business upon is corrupted. The source of their business is corrupt. Is corrupted. It's corruption. What they're producing as a product is corruption. Is corrupting. It's an abomination that causes desolation of the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is the human body. Corruption produces corrupt. This is their Achilles heel. When the Greek mythology, just briefly, is the mother of Achilles was holding him by his heel as she dipped him in the river Styx, immersed him in the river Styx. Ostensibly, the river would impart immortality to an individual. Well, every part of his body came in contact with the river water except where his mother was holding him. Is Achilles' heel. That's the mythology. Now, we have said all along the genetic modification is promoted by those that are not just transhumanists, but they are those that are seeking immortality. We have the Ray Kurzweils of the world, and the Dr. Craig Venter come to mind. They are seeking immortality. So again, big picture, what is the theology, so to speak, that's driving this? We understand the spirit. Let's look at the theology. This is Kabbalism. In Kabbalism, they are moving through the Tree of Life to the 10th Sephirot, through the different sephirots that represent different human characteristics. And this ascension, as they talk about in New Age, which is Kabbalism, just a different label, is to achieve the 10th sephirot, the 10th level, the level of perfection, that ye shall be as gods, godlike status, Ein Sof. This is the theology behind all of this. They believe through genetic modification, on the one hand, kind of over here on the side, that they can circumvent God's judgment by achieving immortality. They believe in their hubris that they can alter God's design in order to produce an entirely new race of beings. AI and biotech merged reflects that goal of avoiding God's judgment and achieving Ein Sof, godlike status, immortality. But what they fail to recognize and fail to understand, and what you understand, is that their Achilles heel will lead to their downfall, lead to their death. This is all handled by the return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm just putting it in more figurative language. They base their claim to having the technology by which they themselves will achieve immortality. We're not talking about the majority of humanity that's now a serf class because they've taken the mark of the beast. I'm not referring to those people in terms of who they, the corrupt, the Luciferians, let's just put that label on them, the Luciferians that are striving and pushing this technology of merging AI and biotech, genetic modification. The Luciferians are striving for what they've been promised by Lucifer himself, immortality. But they are believing the lie from the father of lies. They are delusional. In their deluded mindset, they cannot see and understand what you and I see and understand through the Holy Spirit. And specifically, that is data. This is why a month ago we started setting the stage and explaining about data and showing you the papers and publishing and giving you the full understanding, the knowledge and full understanding that what the world is basing their future on is corruption, is corrupted data, their Achilles heel, the data of AI, the data of biotech, genetic engineering, Moderna. Again, I'll read it again from their own website. A digital first biotech company. They're basing their entire company on data, just as OpenAI is, and many, many other companies. So when the world is focused on scientism as its one world religion, which it is, and that religion, its basis, its foundation is data, then scientism as a one world religion itself is corrupt. It's poison. We see the fruits of their labor. We see the outcomes of all of this. None of it is benevolent. So that's your takeaway, is data. When you read papers on your own, articles, you watch videos on your own, And we're all trying to pick up on the latest announcements and information and patents included. Always keep in the back of your mind that everything that you are observing and listening and reading and analyzing and thinking critically on your own, everything today is based upon data. This is why years ago we were talking about the golden nuggets of data, the patterns in the broad spectrum of data, the patterns that are hidden within data that AI is designed to search out and discover those patterns in the data. And we've, for years, been reading the scientific papers that talk about pattern recognition over and over again. Okay, of course I have to say this. This all comes from the geomantic art of geomancy. The mantic art of geomancy. Okay, it's all pattern recognition. Data, by its very, if we have to call it this, by its very nature, there's nothing natural about it, but by its very nature, from the pit of hell, the binary language, which is the universal language of science, the one world religion, it is the language of Satan. It is the Achilles heel. It is what will lead to their downfall. This is why Jesus cut short the days lest no man would survive, because no man would survive the outcome of this coalescence and focus upon data driving the synthetic arrangement of genes in messenger RNA, which then integrates into the host DNA. It starts with data. Data, not only for the building of learning models, training models for AI, but data that leads to the sequences of base pair nucleotides that lead to the sequence of the genes, which then express certain proteins, gene-specific proteins, and then the actions of those proteins in the body. You all have heard this for 4 years now. And I give this summary review so that, again, we understand the impact of this announcement. And really, this was announced back in early 2023, but now it's really coming to the forefront. So let's read a little bit more of this. Let's see if I'm on the right tab. Okay. Generative AI will help advance Moderna's broad and diverse broad and diverse portfolio to maximize the company's impact on patients. What a loaded statement right there. Generative AI, okay, we've gone through that. Moderna's broad and diverse portfolio, okay, that means everything that they are creating is messenger RNA based. Same thing with Pfizer. Broad and diverse, that means they're going to hit everyone in humanity with their poisons. To maximize the company's impact on patients. It's not just patients, it's all of humanity that they're impacting. They choose their words very specifically. Moderna embeds OpenAI's generative AI tools throughout its organization and sees early success with broad adoption of ChatGPT Enterprise. This is out of Cambridge, Massachusetts and San Francisco. Access Wire, April 24th, 2024. I'm not going to read this whole thing. We already have the gist of it. I'm just going to take some pieces to put it on the record. Moderna and OpenAI today announced their ongoing collaboration to co-innovate with a shared vision of AI's transformative potential in the future of business and healthcare. Moderna is a digital-first company that has leveraged the power of machine learning since its beginnings. This strong data foundation, along with its robust culture of learning, positions the company to responsibly and seamlessly integrate generative AI into its operations and capitalize on next generation AI innovation. The organizations began their collaboration in early 2023 with the launch of Moderna's own instance, that means version, own instance of ChatGPT called MChat, and I'll get to that in just a moment, which was internally built on top of OpenAI's Application Program Interface, or API. With more than 80% internal adoption since its debut, this initial success accelerated an AI culture that led to the deployment of ChatGPT Enterprise and its enhanced capabilities such as advanced analytics, image generation, and GPTs. These GPTs are now embedded across Moderna's business functions, from legal to research to manufacturing to commercial, and are purpose-built as assistants that work beside Moderna's employees, augmenting their roles through personalized support. With these tools serving as an extension to Moderna's team, the company can advance its mission to deliver the greatest possible impact to people through messenger RNA medicines. All right, that's enough of that. I've pretty much set up the case here. They're using more than 750 GPTs across the company. This is from November of 2023 from Moderna. Moderna, powered by AI, our journey to becoming a real-time AI organization. Again, I'll cite my admonition. When you read something like this, always keep the understanding in the back of your mind. Corrupted data is the foundation for everything they've built and everything they will build. It is already corrupted. None of this is going to produce anything that is benevolent. Moderna's AI strategy with Bryce Schallamel, I guess, Vice President of Data and AI Transformation. Just like the introduction of the personal computer in the 1980s changed the way we work and live, artificial intelligence is on the path to completely transforming our everyday lives. They choose their words very carefully. Completely transforming our everyday lives. That is enslavement. That is the serf class. That is the genetically modified that are brain-computer interfaced. Yet, while 90% of technology executives agree that AI is the center of the next technology revolution, only 10% of AI projects make it into production. At Moderna, we're committed to not only changing this narrative, but to leading by example. Now, they have three bullet points here. I want to jump through this. Number one is Moderna is uniquely positioned to scale with AI. So they're going to grow AI within their growing company. So for over a decade, they've been using machine learning and building a massive library of data. What did I say about data? Okay. Moderna has built a massive library of data, which is our biggest asset. That's their Achilles heel. Our biggest asset as a digital-first biotech company. This library has allowed us to create our own integrated data ecosystem to fuel and iterate upon our algorithms. All right, jumping through. Number two, technology alone does not drive transformation, people do. So they're saying how they're implementing these AI assistants to augment what the humans are doing at the company. Number three, and I'm going to pick out a couple of things in here. They think they're so smart and so clever and so accurate. Here we go. Number three, I'm going to read this in its entirety and then I'll point out a couple of things. We're on a mission. Think of the Blues Brothers. We're on a mission from God, right? We're on a mission to have AI everywhere at Moderna, and we've already seen the impact of these efforts. Moderna is on a journey to become a real-time AI company where we embed AI into every aspect of our organization, and we've made significant progress. Moderna has already witnessed the impact of AI and digitization to increase our speed to market and continuously improvement of our products. Do you hear that? And continuously improvement. Obviously, the word should be continuous improvement. Is that not an oxymoron or whatever you would call it? You have the word improvement preceded by the wrong use of the word continue. Continuously improvement of our products. No, it should read and continuous improvement of our products. What moron put this website together? Certainly wasn't our Doug Diamond. He wouldn't allow for this. Certainly wouldn't be my editor-in-chief of Entangled Magazine, my wife, Kathleen. She wouldn't allow that. And continuously improvement of our products. What a joke. Can you trust their products if they can't even proofread their website? AI already helps optimize each aspect of Moderna's value chain, from drug design to clinical trials, operations, manufacturing, operating procedures, and commercial outreach. And its impact extends beyond our drug design design and release cycle. It should read our drug design and, but no, they use the word AN, drug design and release cycle, to accelerate and improve the work of nearly every department, from customer service to finance, cybersecurity, and more. Well, under more, maybe it should be website proofreading by AI. So in one paragraph, they use two words improperly. Continuous as continuously, and instead of and. Morons at Moderna. At Moderna, we believe that how we work and the tools we use greatly influence our ability to build the best possible version of our organization. Well, if this reflects their best possible version that they cannot even write accurately, then I don't think the version of their organization is very good, do you? And realize our mission to deliver the biggest impact to people through messenger RNA medicines. Yeah, they're impacting people, all right, to the negative. And it only gets worse. This is just the beginning of AI's contribution to our mission. Well, I don't think I want to see what their contribution is going to be. We already know what their contribution is. You know, I'm not the best speller. I'm not the best proofreader. I am not the best writer. This kind of stuff, when I look, see it on a website from a company that should be proofreading, and they say they're using AI, generative AI, which can produce this entire page on its own, given a few prompts by humans. It's prompt-driven AI that it generates a document. If AI generated that document, it's not a very good AI, is it? It's an AI that was trained on models based upon corrupted data. There's my proof. This is a news release from Moderna, April 24th of this year. Moderna and OpenAI collaborate to advance messenger RNA medicine. Generative AI will help to advance Moderna's broad and diverse portfolio to maximize the company's impact upon patients. Okay, so that is the date of that news release. I didn't have it on the other page, April 24th. So brand new information. Okay. It gets me stirred up, as you can tell. It gets me stirred up. I get so aggravated with this nonsense. I wanted to find my note on chat, on MChat that Moderna was using. Okay. Let me just look that up again real quick because for some reason it's dropped off. Yeah, it dropped out of my tabs. All right, we'll get it here in just a second. Again, quoting from Moderna, 29 November 2023. I don't want to use that one. This is November 8th of 2023. Moderna highlights its digital and AI strategy in progress at second digital investor event. Quoting their CEO, Chief Executive Officer, Stéphane Bancel, "We were built on the premise that the natural flow of information in life, okay, the natural flow of information in life, comma, messenger RNA, comma, can be used to develop transformative medicines. And by embedding AI into every aspect of how we work, we are accelerating our mission to deliver the greatest possible impact to people through messenger RNA medicine." So that, again, we're being repetitive here, but transformative medicines. That means changing the genome. Doesn't matter what they say otherwise, transformative medicines is genetic modification. It is about integration of their messenger RNAs. I want to get to their chat, their messenger, MChat. I think it's in here somewhere. So what they're using is 750 GPTs, generative pre-trained transformers. These include the company's DOS-ID GPT, which uses ChatGPT Enterprise's advanced data analytics to further evaluate the optimal vaccine dose selected by the clinical study team. So they're determining literally what dosage by utilizing, they're using humans, of course, but using AI to determine the optimal dose, and then that's reviewed by humans, by a committee. I want to give them their due. I'm not trying to be disingenuous here. I guess they're not really breaking out their mChat application. But let me just describe it for you. Save ourselves a lot of time here. We've got to move along to some other things. This is a ChatGPT interface. In other words, they can speak with the data, they can text with the data, they can input images, including video, into the ChatGPT system. And it is trained specifically on messenger RNA. So the questions that are posed, the prompts that are delivered to this GPT, which is a generative AI application, is that these are messenger RNA prompts or questions or tasks or searches that are then generated as responses specific to messenger RNA. That's all that MGPT really, or MChat, is all about. It's just specific to messenger RNA research. So let me, again, I mentioned search, I think, for the third time. GPT is not exclusive, but it is a good example of AI functioning first and foremost as a search engine. Those are the real foundations to the modern large language model versions of artificial intelligence. So we have published in the magazine this month, and we've talked about how AI will go out into the internet of all things, to databases, into the cloud, and scrape data. Literally, that's the computer science terminology or term, is to scrape data from the internet. So as it is harvesting or scraping this data, in Moderna's case, they're searching for data specific to genes, and specific to DNA, and specific to messenger RNA. And then they are building their internal databases based upon that data that's scraped that is specific to genetics. That's just a quick summary. So they're using AI first and foremost to search genetic data. So when we talk about genetic samples being sent to 23andMe, when we talk about a physician that says, well, I need to take a genetic sample and sequence your data. Now, I just spoke with a husband and wife team this week. They run a clinic. It's basically holistic medicine, naturopathic medicine. But they send genetic samples out for analysis to a trusted laboratory. And they are looking for specific levels within those genes, specific levels of proteins that are being expressed, the action or the silencing that is occurring within a patient's existing genome and sequence of that genome. Now, I didn't mention this in the conversation, and if they're listening tonight, that's perfectly appropriate. I just want to add to that conversation in front of all of you is that anytime a person's genome is sequenced by a laboratory, that sequence, even from a very cooperative, benevolent laboratory, that is entered into the global genomic databases, including GeneBase, whom we've highlighted here. What I'm illustrating to you is that even the simple, seemingly innocent, if you will, sequencing of your DNA by a healthcare professional to treat you, to provide therapeutics, a treatment modality, a lifestyle change, a dietary change, a change in supplements and an inclusion of supplements and so forth. It's my personal opinion, that's all it is, that allowing your DNA to be sequenced, your genome to be sequenced, it should be understood, and this is your own personal decision, and in consultation with your healthcare professional, but this is along the lines of informed consent, okay? So I'm informing. Understand that your genetic sequence will be submitted into gene banks. Let's just use it as a generic term, into gene banks, into databases of genomic sequences. AI has access to that. Now, I would assume that a laboratory that receives a sequence would have to have a release signed by the patient, by the owner of that sequence. In other words, informed consent, such that a patient would be informed that their sequence that is analyzed by a laboratory will then be submitted by that laboratory to a multitude, to one or more gene banks. Now, I would not expect that that informed consent would include the declaration that that gene bank, that database, would be subject to scraping by AI of that person's sequence. I would doubt that the informed consent would drill down that deep and be that specific. What I would suggest, if you're the healthcare provider, is that you make that known to your patient, that this is subject to being read, obtained, looked at, if you want to say scrape, that's fine, by AI systems. If there is not the provision for a signed permission delivered to the laboratory to submit your sequence to databases, if that form, if that document is not part of the procedure, part of the process, then if you're a healthcare provider, my personal opinion is you should make that form, that declaration, known in the information process, in the informed consent process. That should be known, made known, and offered as something that your patient can either decline or approve. Okay? Just my personal opinion. All right. If you are a patient, I would, now that you're informed by me, that is something that you are informed enough to be able to say to a healthcare professional, holistic, naturopathic, or more modern medicine, so to speak, in their practice, to be able to ask that question. If you are going to treat me according to my genomic sequence and the actions or lack of actions of my genes, we're not talking gene modification, we're just talking about, are you going to prescribe supplements, change in diet, change in lifestyle? We're not talking changing the DNA subsequent to sequencing that genome. But in that discussion, you as the patient say, where is this going? When it's sent to a laboratory for sequencing, what then happens to my sequence? Where does it go from the lab? Does it go anywhere? Does it stay with the lab? Well, if it stays with the lab, let's bring up another aspect to this. If the laboratory itself is going to store your sequence, you're a patient, okay? Is that database open to the internet? If it's open to the internet, if there's not what is called an air gap, in other words, let's say it is a hard drive, and that hard drive is isolated from the internet, it's called an air gap, then, relatively speaking, your sequence cannot be read by an AI system like OpenAI that is scraping the internet for data. It would be Moderna through their OpenAI systems that Moderna would be scraping for those sequences. If it's on a hard drive that's not connected to the internet, then there's a high degree of expectation that AI could not access it. But at some point, could some nefarious action by a nefarious human, such as saying, well, we can sell this data and make a lot of money, the laboratory deciding, hey, we'll just make a copy of this hard drive and we'll sell it to OpenAI or whoever. How would we know as a patient? I, for one, will never knowingly allow my DNA to be sequenced. It's not going anywhere. If somebody surreptitiously obtains my DNA and sequences, well then, you know, I have no knowledge of that and no control over that. If a physician or a healthcare provider says, you know, even a naturopath, and I'm not slamming naturopaths, I'm put out the cautionaries already. I'm just saying, I'm not going to allow my DNA to be sequenced. That's just my own personal choice, okay? All right. Let's move along here. Let's go to programmable CRISPR-Cas9 microneedle patch for long-term capture and real-time monitoring of universal cell-free DNA. Now I'll define this. This is from Nature Communications. This is dated, let me see if I can parse the date out of this. Oh my goodness. Ridiculous. Here we go. 2022, Nature Communications. Cell-free DNA. I'm going to define that. This is DNA in isolation. This is DNA that is outside of the cell, outside of the body. Programmable CRISPR-Cas9. Remember, CRISPR is this, it uses the protein Cas9 to slice and dice. And we're going to get to the paste one after that, but I want to set the stage here. This is utilizing programmable CRISPR-Cas9 that is delivered by way of a microneedle or array patch. And the tips of those needles or the patch itself, along with its attached needles remaining in the, on the skin. The patch is on the skin and stays there. Or in some cases, it'll be just the tip that remains embedded in the skin. This is a microneedle array patch for long-term capture and real-time monitoring of universal cell-free DNA. So this would be, in this case, DNA that is not in the cell, but is free-floating. It is in circulation. Okay, it's DNA in the bloodstream. Recent advances in biointerfaces, think brain-computer interface. Think about biosensors that we published years ago. Biosensors, communicating information, digital information out of the body by way of 5 and 6G technology, Wi-Fi, and receiving electromagnetic Wi-Fi digital information into the cells, biosensors, okay? This is biological interface. Recent advances in biointerfaces have led to the development of wearable devices that can provide insights into personal health. As wearable modules, microneedles can extract analytes, okay, that's fluid from the body that is then analyzed, okay, analytes of interest. From interstitial fluid, that means fluid that is between the layers. Interstitial means between the layers of the skin, between the layers of the muscle is interstitial, okay? So when you receive a intramuscular injection, that injection is moving in between the layers of the muscles and the skin, interstitial fluid, in a minimally invasive fashion. However, some microneedles are limited by their ability to perform highly effective extraction and real-time monitoring of macromolecule biomarkers simultaneously. Here we show the synergetic effect of CRISPR-activated graphene biointerfaces. Remember, we've talked about one of the ingredients on the technology side of the COVID vaccine is graphene oxide, which itself, graphene is conductive, electrically conductive, conductive of Wi-Fi signals. The synergetic effect of CRISPR-activated graphene biointerfaces and report an online wearable microneedle patch for extraction and in vivo, that's in the body, long-term monitoring of universal cell-free DNA In this study, this wearable system enables real-time monitoring of Epstein-Barr virus, sepsis, and kidney transplantation cell-free DNA with anti-interference ability of 60% fetal bovine serum and has satisfactorily stable sensitivity for 10 days in vivo. The experimental results of immunodeficient mouse models shows the feasibility and practicability of this proposed method. This wearable patch holds great promise for long-term in vivo monitoring of cell-free DNA and could potentially be used for early disease screening and prognosis. Again, this will be in the May edition of Entangle magazine. This is such that, and I'm just going to encapsulate all of this for you. This is, again, indicative of what we've talked about since 2020. Biosensing. With biosensing, there's the sending and receiving of Wi-Fi signals out of the body and into the body. This is for control of the cells. Now, they're talking about in the interstitial fluids and in general circulation, the monitoring of DNA and the monitoring of certain chemistries through the microneedle array patch. You already know where I'm going with this. We've already talked about the final solution vaccine that will, as it will be promoted, will, and we've read the paper already for you, the universal vaccine for all flus, for all influenzas, including COVID. The final solution that will be delivered by the microneedle array patch. Here is another aspect, another action, another mechanism of the microneedle array patch. Now, I do not expect that the patch that will be delivered for the purpose of delivering a final solution vaccine, that patch is going to be left in place long term. But let me take you back to early 2020 when they first started talking about the vaccines. And we were still in the throes of the quarantine and the social distancing. And we were concerned about the tracking of those that were exposed to someone who was a carrier, not necessarily symptomatic, but an asymptomatic carrier of SARS-CoV-2, the virus. There was the contact tracing that was going on, including cell phone apps, iPhone, smartphone apps that would register a person, detect a person that was an asymptomatic or symptomatic carrier of the SARS virus. You have an application that can detect that. Building upon that contact tracing scenario that we all became familiar with, my expectation is the delivery of the final solution by the microneedle array patch will include what is included in this paper that I just read the introduction to, is the ability for this final solution delivery mechanism for the patch to be able to immediately transmit a confirmation signal by way of 5 or 6G Wi-Fi, transmit an immediate confirmation of delivery of the messenger RNA that will be integrated into the host DNA of that person, thus a signal Wi-Fi signal confirming that this person now has received the mark of the beast. Remember, Scripture talks about in the last days that perhaps even the elect could be deceived into taking the mark of the beast. If it is promoted as an influenza vaccine, perhaps even the elect would be deceived into taking the mark of the beast, because it's not going to be declared as the mark of the beast. It does not need to be declared as the mark of the beast. So let's drill that point in from a spiritual standpoint. Let's drill that in a little deeper here. The question often arises, and especially by people outside of this group of friends here that we've all heard about and read about, that say, it is not the mark of the beast unless it is declared, identified as the mark of the beast. That under the causeth from Scripture, causeth everyone, great and small, to take the mark of the beast. That somehow that means that it must be first declared to a person that this is the mark of the beast, you're taking the mark of the beast, yes or no. It is the interpretation, the definition, the application of the word causes or causeth from King James. Causes that we need to focus on. When a final solution vaccine by a microneedle array patch is promoted as, hey, this will take care of all flus, including COVID, that is causes. When a person is threatened with termination from their employment, that is causes. When peer pressure, when loss of family, communications, and contact, causes. When a pastor, preacher, teacher, whatever, says, this is a solution from God, take this, that is causes. It does not need to be declared as the mark of the beast. What would compel the father of lies to be truthful? What would compel the father of lies to be truthful? The father of lies will cause, through deception, to deceive a person into taking the mark of the beast. Therefore, it does not need to be declared. So this may prompt the question, okay, then when will it be known that it is the mark of the beast? Remember, we talked a couple of months ago about the grievous and noisome sores. We published this previously about leprosy, Ebola, possibly being those grievous and noisome sores, that people seeking death for 5 months and cannot find it, that men's hearts failing them for what they see coming upon them. The recognition that, oh, there has been an integration into my DNA. My DNA has been permanently changed. And there's no going back. And not only biologically is this devastating, because now these sores are manifesting, but the spiritual understanding that this is the damnation of an individual soul and their hearts failing because of that knowledge. Then it will be known that the majority of humanity has already, and with increasing numbers, have taken the mark of the beast. But it is the father of lies that does not first declare it as the mark of the beast. This is why you and I have been here for over 4 years now talking about all this. And now with AI coupled with the genetic modifier Moderna, this is accelerating towards the delivery through the microneedle array patch, which will deliver a Wi-Fi signal that even with the patch applied, held for whatever time frame they specify, 30 seconds is more than likely, that a person will hold that patch to their skin, probably to the right hand, and then they'll remove it. But during the time that that patch is applied, a signal is being transmitted that acknowledges that this person has received this integration into their host DNA. That's why this paper is so important, and we will publish this. Let's go on to another one from Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology News. Paste, don't cut. Genome editing tool looks beyond CRISPR and Prime. MIT McGovern Institute researchers Omar, and I can't pronounce it, and Jonathan Gutenberg look to expand the universe of diseases treatable via genome editing. Will their patent touch off another legal wrangle for the field? A recently patented genome editing tool, and I'll give you the number right now, U.S. patent number 11,572,556. This is under the acronym PASTE, P-A-S-T-E. A recently patented genome editing tool called PASTE holds genuine promise for expanding the universe of treatable genetic diseases. The approach combines elements of CRISPR and Prime editing with a pair of enzymes designed to enable the integration. Remember, I said it's all about integration now, folks. Healthcare is all about integration. We've said that since 2020. Here it is. Okay, this was published March 10th of 2023, what I'm reading to you. CRISPR and Prime editing with a pair of enzymes designed to enable the integration of large segments of DNA without incurring double-stranded DNA breaks. The patent assigned to MIT covers systems, methods, and compositions for programmable addition via site-specific targeting elements. That's PASTE. Again, I'll say that. PASTE stands for Programmable Addition via Site-Specific Targeting Elements. Okay, these are targets within the sequence of genes, incorporating large quantities, large segments of DNA into the overall sequence of DNA, plugging in larger groups into that sequence. Okay? The patent describes site-specific integration of nucleic acid into a genome using CRISPR-Cas9 nickase fused to a reverse transcriptase and a serine integrase. Now, these are all terms that you all know. Reverse transcriptase, okay? Now, serine we've not covered, but serine is an integrase enzyme, okay? So all about reverse transcription and integration. Nothing new to you. These enzymes target specific genome sequences known as attachment sites, binding to them before integrating their DNA payload. Everything is about changing the host DNA. Everything. That's how modern medicine today is treating people. And I hate to say the word treating, but the treatment regimen is all about integration into the DNA. Messenger RNA, DNA fragments, all going into the host DNA. PACE can insert DNA fragments as large as 50,000 base pairs, which puts it in a different plane compared to other genome editing tools such as prime editing. I'll skip through this. This is his peer-reviewed paper published in November of 2022 in Nature Biotechnology, peer-reviewed, and this will be in the magazine. Drag and drop genome insertion of large sequences without double-strand DNA cleavage using CRISPR-directed integrases. That's the title of the paper. You'll read it in detail in the magazine. PACE entails the engineering of Cas9 reverse transcriptase and integrase linkers to create a fusion protein capable of efficient integration of diverse cargos at precisely defined target locations within the human genome with small stereotyped scars that can serve as protein linkers. The serine integrases used in PACE can insert DNA sequences as large as 50,000 base pairs by targeting specific attachment sites within the genome. It has been very difficult for the CRISPR field to really put large edits in the genome without relying on things like homology-directed repair. The concept of PACE is actually quite simple. Instead of being able to try to do everything all at once in one conceptual aspect, there are some technologies that approach that. We thought it would be easier to take something that can insert very efficiently into a constant sequence like an integrase, and then put the constant sequence into the genome. All right, I won't jump through a whole bunch more on that. You get the picture. We'll detail it out. We'll translate it. We'll explain it in the magazine. The big picture deal here is no matter whether they're using CRISPR-Cas9, whether they're incorporating that with PACE, whether they're using messenger RNA with a lentivirus vector, the genomic fragments of HIV-1, the same mechanical step-by-step process is still occurring. We're still talking reverse transcription. We're still talking integration, just like we did with HIV-1 as a vector. Or without a vector, we're utilizing just CRISPR-Cas9 incorporated with their PACE system to again integrate. It doesn't matter vector-based or CRISPR-based, it's still the end result is integration into the host DNA. What I'm illustrating to you is that there are multiple mechanisms being employed to change God's designed genome. We're simply reflecting in this paper an increase in the efficiency, the accuracy, and the size of the DNA segment that is being delivered. They're ramping it up. Everything is focused on God's design. changing God's design. That's not from God. That's not Holy Spirit inspired, delivered. This is forbidden knowledge. This is the days of Noah all over again. In my opinion, it's worse than the days of Noah. My reason for saying that it's worse is because now we're talking about the damnation of the soul. I'm sure that took place in the days of Noah as well. But the damnation of the soul because of the rewriting of God's design, our genomic sequence. The abomination that causes the desolation of the human body temple. I realize we talk almost every live stream about the mark of the beast. It is the greatest existential threat to the human race. And unfortunately, the majority of the human race is now damned, has now gone through this integration of foreign genetic material that results in the damnation of their soul. Therefore, this self-defines that we are in the last days. It self-defines why no man would survive. As they increase the efficiency and their size of their cargoes that are being integrated, the greater the threat to the survival of the souls of the few that are remaining. This truly is the separation of the wheat and the tares. And as we said recently, the separation of the sheep and the goats. The goats go to hell forever. This is the time of separation. You and I have been gifted by the Holy Spirit to learn all of this for 4 years, to understand the mechanisms, and therefore now this announcement by Moderna and OpenAI, because we understand AI, because we understand generative AI, because we understand the searching and the scraping by AI and the building of training models based upon the corrupted data that leads to the corruption of DNA. We understand the mechanisms of Satan. Therefore, we understand the consequences and the enormity of this announcement that AI, in their own word, accelerating, a word we've used since 2020 and former President Trump declaring Operation Warp Speed. AI is accelerating the integration into the human genome. They can call it a cancer therapeutic, they can call it a vaccine preventative. They're all doing the same thing. They're all delivering the mark of the beast. There has been this complacency and this sort of sense of returning to normalcy mindset by those that are now given over to the strong delusion by God himself. They're deluded into thinking that, hey, we're back to a normal way of life. Their delusional mindset prevents them from seeing the evidence that massive numbers of people, this third year peak, this third year spike, in morbidity and mortality, cases of morbidity and mortality manifesting now in greater and greater numbers. The majority of humanity is not observing, not registering, not understanding this information. Therefore, there is this sense of normalcy on the part of the delusional, such that they don't realize that there's a spike in these cases. And so when they are presented the microneedle array patch and the final solution, they won't question it. They will in fact pressure the vaccine resistors, the vaccine refusers, even the elect, they will pressure them. And the convenience factor of just receiving it in the mail and putting it on the right hand and you're done, even the elect will be deceived into this, thinking it's just a flu shot. That complacency regarding COVID leads to even the elect being deluded into thinking, oh, it's just for flu. They don't hear. They don't register on the fact that COVID is included. But it doesn't matter whether COVID is included or not. Let's set that aside and focus on just the seasonal flus that they will be promoting as incorporated into this final solution. Each of those seasonal flu vaccines are messenger RNA based. They therefore integrate into the host DNA. They therefore change the DNA. They deliver the mark of the beast in the final solution, microneedle array patch. That's the state of the world tonight, folks. I thank you for listening. I thank you for paying attention for 4 years. And you fully understand the consequences and the enormity of Moderna and OpenAI announcing their collaboration. That rolls out and manifests across all of pharmakia. Thank you for your fellowship and your friendship. God bless you all, and good night.